This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The Trump administration says it's moving to conduct interviews of immigrants seeking asylum within one calendar day. Asylum officers usually wait about 48 hours to interview and hear the case of an immigrant who has been detained. First reported on BuzzFeed News, said advocates believe the move is expected to give immigrants less time to prepare for their interviews or recover from dangerous journeys. The credible fear interview is an initial screening where immigrants must show there is a compelling chance they will be persecuted or can demonstrate a well-founded fear of persecution in their home country. Britain's Theresa May is backing her ambassador to the United States after President Trump cut off contact with him following the leak of diplomatic cables branding the U.S. administration as inept. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma has more.
May had stood by Kim Derrick amid the controversy over the release of diplomatic cables that mentioned the Trump administration. The ambassador's forthright views have created awkwardness between the two countries, who often celebrate having a special relationship. As if to underscore the snub, Derrick found himself uninvited to a White House dinner held in honour of the Emir of Qatar on Monday. While British officials hunt for the culprit behind the leak, senior Conservative Party figure and former Foreign Secretary William Hague says the government was right to back Derrick. Charles de la Desma, London.
A federal judge ruled the U.S. Justice Department cannot change its legal team as it looks for ways to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census. The Supreme Court ruled in June against the question, but officials say President Trump is determined to make the citizenship question part of the 2020 population count. U.S. District Judge Jesse Furman said in New York. This is VOA News. The United States.